Even Democrats have to pay attention to the elephant. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The delegate counters are saying that neither Democratic candidate can sew it up before the convention, so it goes to the superdelegates. And who are they? Well, they're people whose fortunes will rise or fall based on which party wins in November, which means in the end they will choose based on one thing. Not who's better than John McCain, but who can get more electoral votes than John McCain. That's the elephant in the room even Democrats have to worry about. Because remember, electors aren't chosen the same way party delegates are. Delegates are proportional. Electors are winner-take-all. So in Texas, for example, the Obama campaign says, so what if Clinton won the popular vote? It was by less than 4% and she lost the caucuses that followed. But in the general election, there's no caucuses. And whether you win a state by 4%, 3%, or 0.001%, you get all of that state's electoral votes. So you want to win the big states and you want to win the key big states. Hillary Clinton won the popular votes in California, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Ohio, and Florida and Michigan, the last two being states the DNC isn't even going to count. And that's another thing. What good is a primary process that doesn't count two big states? Plus, the infatuation stage of the Obama campaign is over, and the kryptonite is coming out.
I don't know if he is naive or not. I know he's inexperienced.
Look, I have said that Senator McCain will bring a lifetime of experience to the campaign. I will bring a lifetime of experience, and Senator Obama will bring a speech that he gave in 2002.
The superdelegates are waiting for his comeback, and they're going to want something better than Yes, We Can. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.